First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Tim Rudolph's middle name continues to tag along like a stray puppy. This piece is read by Alan Rich.
I'd always thought that middle names were functional and important to have until I learned that my father never owned one. Now I've come to see middle names as acting essentially like bubbles in a carpenter's level. Our in-betweener tries to keep everything balanced without actually intruding into the structure of who we identify ourselves as. In fact, unless you're well-known like George Armstrong Custer or a serial killer like John Wayne Gacy, the only times your middle name really gets recognition is on your birth and death certificates. Between those milestones, most of us blithely ignore our middle names as if they were vestigial organs fit to be snipped without a loss of our vitality. But back to Dad. How strange to live a life middle nameless. I wonder how many times he had to explain away the ghost in his handle. Was he ever tempted to fill in the blank with some faux affectation like Reginald or Winston? Would adding a junior or a Roman numeral to his name have made him feel less shortchanged, if indeed he ever did? What's in a name? Bloodlines, lineage, the brand of your stock. But somewhere between your first and last names lies that nebulous Bermuda Triangle, where a name honoring some distant uncle, long-dead movie star, perennial flower, or month of the year just disappears forever, though rumors persist that it's still alive.
A frustrated poet, Tim Rudolph gets his inspiration from Ed Abbey, Gary Snyder, and a perfect burrito. This program was produced by Matilda Rand.